模拟四卷十一。One, listen and match the picture to the sentence you hear.
One, the old lady is playing computer games now. Two, Fang Fang is poor at making a model plane. Three, Li Ming is singing an English song. Four, the little girl wants to find out how bread is made. Five, the boy likes swimming in summer. Six, Bob enjoys cooking very much.
Two, listen and choose the best response to the sentence you hear.
One, I hope you will win the game. Two, please remember me to your family. Three, thank you for your advice. Four, which sport do you like best? Five, hello, may I speak to Jane? Six, what is your mother?
Three, listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear. One, my watch doesn't work. What should I do?
Why not ask Mr. White?
Question, what does the woman mean? Two,
can you tell me when the next train leaves for Beijing?
The next train leaves in 6 minutes. If you run, you might catch it. Question, what will the woman probably do? Three, your red skirt looks very nice, Miss Turner.
Thank you, but my favorite color is yellow.
Question, what color skirt is Miss Turner in? Four,
what time is it by your watch?
It's 4:15, but my watch is 10 minutes slow. Question, what time is it now? Five, let's go and see the flower show in Central Park this coming Sunday.
It sounds good, but I'll visit Grandma with my aunt.
Question, what will the girl do this coming Sunday? Six,
excuse me, can you tell me Jack's room number?
Sure, he lives in room 401. He's my next door neighbor. His parents live in room 405. Question, what's the man's room number? Four, listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
Mr. and Mrs. Bell can't agree on their holiday plans. Mrs. Bell wants to visit her sister in Florida. She wants her husband to go with her. But Mr. Bell doesn't want to go to Florida. He wants to go to Maine. Last night, Mr. Bell said that Florida was too hot in summer and it was too far away. He wanted to go to Maine and they could make a trip in a day and a half. His wife didn't agree with him. She liked to swim, and she thought the water in Maine was too cold. Mrs. Bell tried to change her husband's mind, but she couldn't find enough reasons. She is trying to think of more reasons. She hopes to find some good reasons soon.
5. Listen to the passage and complete the table.
Teachers and students, attention please. We have planned the outing as follows. We are going to visit Dianshan Lake on September the 20th. The bus will start at 7:30 a.m. In the morning, we'll go boating. After lunch, we'll take photos and go fishing. We'll leave Dianshan Lake at 4:30 p.m. Please be on time.
模拟试卷十二。
1.Listen and match the picture to the sentence you hear.
1. Mr. Black has just bought an ice cream by the street, and now he is eating it. 2. The farmer is going to keep ducks in the cage for the night. 3. Mary is reading a book about the size of Paris. 4. Mr. and Mrs. Bell are talking about the weather. 5. Martin is in bed with a cold. 6. The old man is watering the plants.
2. Listen and choose the best response to the sentence you hear.
1. Make yourself at home, Jane. 2. Would you like another cup of tea? 3. Does he speak English or French? 4. I've lost my pen. I can't find it anywhere. 5. How are you today? 6. I hope you'll pass the exam.
3. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
1. Where were you last summer?
I was in Australia. I visited many places there, and I liked the beautiful scenery very much.
Question. What does the woman think of Australia? 2.
What can I do for you, sir?
I want to buy a new jacket.
This green one looks nice. Do you like it?
No, I like that blue one. I'll take it. Question. Which jacket did the man buy? 3. What's the date today?
It's September the 24th.
What did you do the day before yesterday?
I visited Shanghai Grand Theater with some foreign friends. We had a good time there.
Question. When did the woman visit Shanghai Grand Theater? 4.
Did you like the history lesson yesterday?
Yes, it was very interesting.
What about the physics lesson?
It was dull.
I thought so too.
Question. How did the woman think the physics lesson? 5. How much is this dictionary?
Please wait a minute. It's 102 yuan, sir.
Question. Where are the two speakers? 6.
What do you do on Sundays, Mike?
I often go fishing with my father. What about you, Jane?
I often go shopping with my mother.
Question. What does Mike often do on Sundays?
4. Listen to the passage and tell whether the foreign statements are true or false.
Rose left school when she was 19 years old, and he went to a business college to learn to type. Pretty soon passed her examinations and began to look for work. She was still living with her parents then. A lot of people were looking for typists at that time, so it was easy for her to find an interesting job. Rose went to several offices and then chose one of them. It was near her parents' home. She thought she would walk there every morning and wouldn't have to go by bus. She went to the office again and said to the manager, "I want to work here, but what will you pay for me?" "We'll pay for you £27, ma'am," the manager answered, "and £30 in 3 months. Rose thought for a few seconds before she answered. "All right, then I'll start in 3 months' time," she said.
5. Listen to the passage and complete the table.
Here is something about our school. There are 2,100 students in our school, studying in 45 classes. There are also 230 teachers in it, too. We come to school at 7 in the morning and go back home at 4:45 in the afternoon. At school, we study Chinese, maths, English, chemistry, history, geography, physics, PE, and so on. We study very hard and we love our school very much. 模拟试卷十三。 1.Listen and match the picture to the sentence you hear.
1. Betty is making her own clothes. 2. Mr. and Mrs. Harris are painting their bathroom. 3. Miss Lee is visiting a friend in the hospital. 4. Bob and Sally like to take dance lessons. 5. John is going to repair his car. 6.Kathy is going to climb mountains.
Listen. 2. Listen and choose the best response to the sentence you hear.
1. Mom, I'm hungry. Please give me a cake. 2. What do you think of the film you saw last night? 3. Which do you like best, bananas, oranges, or apples? 4. Oh, 11 o'clock. I must be off now. 5. Let me help you with your box. 6. Thank you for your lovely present.
3. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear. 1. I want to go to Yu Garden. Where shall I get off?
2 stops from here.
Question. Where are the 2 speakers? 2.
Your son plays the piano beautifully. Does he want to become a musician?
No, he wants to study medicine. Playing the piano is his hobby. Question. What does the boy want to be? 3. Jane, you didn't do well in the final examination.
I'm sorry, sir, but I'm not good at physics.
Question. What subject does the man teach? 4.
Which do you like better, swimming or running?
I can't really say. Both, I think. Question. What are the 2 speakers talking about? 5. Would you mind if I sit here?
Of course not.
Question. What will the man probably do? 6.
How old is your brother, Jack?
He is 14 years old. He is 4 years younger than I. Question. How old is Jack? 4. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
Mr. Smith was traveling around the country in his car. One evening, he was driving along a road and looking for a small hotel when he saw an old man at the side of the road. He stopped his car and said to the old man, "I want to go to the Sun Hotel. Do you know it?" "Yes," the old man answered. "I will show you the way." He got into Mr. Smith's car and they drove for about 12 miles. When they came to a small house, the old man said, "Stop here." Mr. Smith stopped and looked at the house. "But this isn't a hotel, is it?" he said to the old man. "No," the old man answered. "This is my house, and now I'll show you the way to the Sun Hotel. Turn round and go back 9 miles. Then you'll see the Sun Hotel on the left."
5. Listen to the passage and complete the table.
Here is a letter from Wang Fang to IBM Company. "Dear Sir, I'm a graduate of Tsinghua University. I know that your company offers a job to a young girl out of college. I think this is a good chance for me. I'm 26. I'm in excellent health. I'm good at English and Japanese. Besides my course, I can drive and use computer freely. If I'm given the job, I'll certainly do it well. I live at 124 Jianguo Road, Beijing, PR, China. And my telephone number is 6216-5544. I hope to hear from you soon. Yours sincerely, Wang Fang."
模拟试卷14.
1. Listen and match the picture to the sentence you hear.
1. Mother and I are waiting for my father to have dinner. 2. A traffic sign means school crossing. 3. A traffic sign means do not enter. 4. A traffic sign means no left turn. 5. Our teacher is praising Li Hong for her hard working. 6. The students are planting young trees now.
2. Listen and choose the best response to the sentence you hear.
1. Hello, may I speak to Mary? 2. Why not go there by bike? 3. What's the date today? 4. Swimming is good exercise. 5. I wish you a happy new year. 6. Can I use your computer?
3. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
1.
The weather's been terrible lately. How are you and your wife?
I'm fine, but my wife is a little seasick. Question. Where did the conversation probably take place? 2. Hi, Jeff. What's keeping you so long? The dinner's ready.
I'll drive over right away. I've been helping with the move of our office.
Question. Where did the conversation probably take place? 3. Please be careful with this suit. This is my favorite.
Sure, sir. We are careful about everything in here.
Question. Where did the conversation take place? 4. Make sure you bring your suntan lotion and the bathing suit.
And you bring the towels and picnic lunch.
Question. Where are they going? 5. Good morning. I'm looking for wine and nails to hang a picture.
Yes, sir. And we also have a good selection of other tools.
Question. Where did the conversation most probably take place? 6. Then, this meat is spoiled.
Maybe we ought to tell the manager about it.
Question. Where does this conversation most likely take place?
4. Listen to the passage and tell whether the foreign statements are true or false.
Mr. May was a teacher at a school in a big city in England. He usually went to France for a few weeks during his summer holidays. But one day, Mr. May said to one of his friends, I'm going to have a holiday in Athens, so I'll go to evening school and have Greek lessons for a month before I go. When he came back a few months later, his friend asked him, did you have any trouble with your Greek when you were in Athens, Dick? No, I didn't have any trouble with it, answered Mr. May. But the Greeks did.
5. Listen to the dialogue and complete the table.
Today is Monday. We have 4 classes in the morning and 2 classes in the afternoon. The first class is English. It's good for us to remember new words and expressions in the morning. Then we will have maths. Some like it, some don't. The third class is in our computer room. In this class, we can receive a lot of information. All of us are interested in computer lesson. The last class in the morning is physics. After lunch, we will have chemistry. We often have experiments in this class. It's very interesting. At last, we will study Chinese.
模拟试卷15。 1. Listen and match the picture to the sentence you hear.
1. Li Ming won the first prize in the English reading contest. 2. Xiao Hua and Li Hong are doing their homework carefully in the classroom. 3. A policeman has caught a thief. 4. Ming Ming is going to help his mother do some cooking. 5. A young lady is giving a seat to her grandfather on the bus. 6. A girl student is helping a blind man cross a bridge.
2. Listen and choose the best response to the sentence you hear.
1. Tom failed in the English exam. 2. How did you think of the match? 3. The doctor asked Li Ming to take medicine 3 times a day. 4. I think it is important for us to learn computer well. 5. Let's go and ask our teacher for help, shall we? 6. Class, we'd better speak English more often after class.
3. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear. 1.
I'm moving to a new place tomorrow. Could you possibly give me a hand?
Sure. Why not ask the department and see if some of the other students will be free too? Question. What does the man suggest? 2. I can't decide what color to paint my room.
What about white? It'll make the room brighter.
Question. What does the woman suggest? 3. It's so hot here, I can't study.
Why not do what I did and buy a fan?
Question. What does the woman suggest? 4. I think we should replace the old typewriter.
Why not a typist?
Question. What does the woman suggest? 5. It's going to be really hot tomorrow. Let's go to the beach.
Okay, but we'll have to leave very early, or we'll get caught in the traffic.
Question. What is the woman most concerned about? 6. This coffee never seems to taste quite right to me. Maybe we should buy a different brand.
Why not get a new coffee pot?
Question. What does the woman suggest? 4. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
New York and Washington, D.C. In the United States, New York and Washington, D.C. are probably more important than any other cities in the country. The two cities are quite different from each other. New York has a longer history than Washington, D.C. In fact, almost 200 years more, and New York is much dirtier and has worse problems. New York is known as the business center of the United States. Washington, D.C., on the other hand, is the seat of the U.S. government and is the political center of the nation. But it will never be as large as New York. It is difficult to say which of the two cities is the better place to live in or to visit.
5. Listen to the passage and fill in the blanks with proper words.
A speaker must try to relax, speak slowly and clearly, and always look at the people in the auditorium. He or she must or should use simple vocabulary and expressions whenever possible. He or she should pause for a few seconds now and then to give the audience a chance to think about what he or she has said. He or she should make sure everyone in the room can hear him or her.